This is Mrs. Burns' kindergarten class, and my name's Luke.
Hi, Luke. So what did we learn this week? It's Earth Day today, right?
Yes.
So let's think about Earth Day first. Who wants to tell us what is Earth Day about? What's the whole thing with Earth Day?
You should help the Earth and pick up all the garbage that's on the ground.
Where do you put it?
In the garbage.
And there's other places to put it too, right, Luke? Where else could we put it?
In the trash. Well, recycling.
You can recycle some trash. Can you recycle everything?
No.
You can't recycle everything.
We can reuse things.
Say it again, Sam. I like that idea.
We can reuse things.
We can reuse things. Like what? We reuse something. What did we reuse?
Milk cartons.
But we don't want to tell what it's for, right?
No.
Because it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And what else are we reusing?
Bottles to make like a hanging garden.
Yeah, we're using some bottles to make a hanging garden. That's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
So I have a good question, and Luke, maybe you can help me out on this one. Why do you think that it's important that we take care of the earth? Because Maeve said the Earth Day is all about taking care of the earth. So, but why?
Because if we don't take care of the earth, we can't breathe and the animals don't have homes.
Exactly. What'll happen to the earth if everyone just, like, I don't know, throws trash on the ground and there's a lot of, like, in the Lorax with all the smoke and pollution? Do you remember what happened in the Lorax?
Yeah. He cut down trees to make clothes and stuff.
Yeah. And then what would happen if that really happened to our earth?
Bad.
It'd be bad.
We wouldn't live because they give us oxygen.
And trees give us oxygen. Our oxygen.
They breathe out the good oxygen.
And they turn it around to make it good.
Exactly.
They breathe
out oxygen and they breathe out in carbon dioxide. And we breathe out carbon dioxide and breathe in oxygen. So we need each other, right? Trees and humans need each other. Sophia. You know, those are probably, though, I'm thinking I know who you were talking about.
And lawnmowers?
I think they're from the village, though. And let me tell you why they're doing that. They're not cutting down trees to make things from. They're not saying, oh, we're going to cut down this tree because we need some paper. They're cutting down some trees. Sometimes they have to. Like the trees in our schoolyard, they had to cut those down because they had a disease. And if they have a disease, the tree will die. And then it becomes dangerous because if you leave the big tree that's dead there, and let's say there's a big windstorm, it could fall on somebody, like their house or their car or on somebody who's walking by.
Or they could fall on their classroom.
Uh-huh. So I think, Sophia, what you're talking about is when in the village, when they go around and cut down trees, they're doing that because they're trees that have a disease or are dying, and they always plant another one. Oh, no, I'm so sad to hear that. Okay, Luke, who else would you like to talk to? Or do you want to ask a question of the kids, Luke?
No.
Ask them what we did this week and who we talked to. Maybe that would be a good thing.
Who did we talk to this week? Who did we Skype with? Max.
We Skyped with, Texas.
Three different places the afternoon kids you guys Skyped with, and then the morning class Skyped with three different places. Where was one of the places that you Skyped with? Go ahead.
Texas.
Fort Hood, Texas. You're right. Fort Hood, Texas. And what did we talk with them about?
Recycling.
Well,
what does it mean?
Well, wait a minute. That's another class. I know which one.
No, that's Canada.
That was our Canada friends. You're right. But you're right. In Texas, though, they showed us something that they did that Sam talked about earlier, reusing. And they reused. Do you remember what they reused to plant sunflowers in?
A bottle.
Plastic bottles, right? So they gave us a really good. Yeah, it was cool.
And we watched a video of Joey's.
Oh, we did. We watched a video of a sunflower, too.
And it was huge.
But wait, let's go back to so we learned from them that we can reuse things, right? Who else did we Skype with? We Skyped with, you mentioned Ottawa, Canada. And what did they teach us? They were a lot older than us, weren't they?
Sixth grade.
They were in sixth grade.
They thought they were kindergartners and we were sixth grade.
Because you guys did such a nice job and you paid such good attention, that's why.
We learned about, we got caterpillars.
Well, we
what
did.
What changed but, about them?
Well, wait, one second. Let's go back to the question we asked originally, which was, what did we learn from the kids in Canada? They told us the difference between what?
Reusing and recycling.
Reusing and recycling. Good, Javon. And what is the difference between reusing and recycling? What is the difference, Joy?
So when you recycle, it means, like, you just dump it?
No. It goes somewhere where it goes to a factory where they make, like, and
new
it,
things.
Yeah, and it makes new things.
Makes new things, you're right.
It makes, like, little pieces of...
No, it can make, like, toys.
It can
cake.
Make a lot of different things, or new paper,
it can't
things
make cake.
Like that.
What?
Or, yeah, it would not be a good cake. So what does reusing mean? What is reusing?
Like a toy cake.
What does reusing mean, Ava?
Reusing means, like, you use something and you use it again.
You use it again without sending it to a factory to get made into something else, right? Like, what did we reuse?
We reused milk cartons.
We reused milk cartons. We also reused what else?
Bottles.
Bottles to make a hanging garden.
A toy.
So you can reuse a lot of different things. Okay, so we Skyped with Ottawa, Canada. We Skyped with Texas. And do you remember who the other class was?
Yeah.
Where were they?
North Carolina.
Well, was it North Carolina or was it New York?
New York.
New York. New York.
The
New
bottom
York.
Of New York.
Well, Long Island.
Yeah,
they were on Long Island.
That was last week.
No, it was this week, I think.
It was
yeah, it was this week. I think it was like Monday. But we talked with the class in New York, too, and they were really nice, and they talked to us a lot about what they do to recycle,
yeah.
too. They recycle in their class as well. So what else? Ava wanted to tell us about what?
Caterpillars.
Our caterpillars. So they're turning into what kind of butterflies? So,
painted ladies.
Painted ladies.
But first
what?
They turn into caterpillars.
Let's talk about the stages. What's the first stage of that before it's a butterfly?
The egg.
The egg. Then.
They lay an egg.
The caterpillar.
Well, then it's the caterpillar.
Then the chrysalis.
Oh, I'm looking for people with their hands up.
Marcus.
Then the chrysalis, then the butterfly.
Okay, so what stage are ours in right now?
The caterpillars.
They're just caterpillars
they
now.
Pass
but
the
Maeve,
egg.
Tell us a little bit about our caterpillars. How have they changed since we got them?
Then they ate a lot of their food.
But there's still one that's tiny.
Yeah,
so he's still getting bigger, right? He's not
yeah.
as tiny as he was. But then, Maeve, what happened? They were tiny, they ate a lot of their food, and then what happened?
Then they got fatter.
And?
They got longer.
Longer. You're right. They got fatter and longer. All right. And we have we're almost done, friends, but we have a very exciting day on Monday, too, right?
We do?
What is it?
What are we doing on Monday? Do you remember?
We're planting
our garden.
Our sunflowers.
So it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
Remember that we watched that video?
Right. We watched the video with our friend last year who planted a sunflower seed.
And it was
grew
12 feet tall.
12 feet tall. And we
it
will
was
do the
ginormous.
Same thing. All right, my friends. Well, I hope you all do the best things you can for Earth Day today to take care of our Earth, not just today, but every day. Every day. Okay? And let's make sure we put some nice stuff on our blog so hopefully that people will read our blog and they'll be able to see all the wonderful things we're doing for Earth Day. Mm-hmm. All right? So let's say Happy Earth Day, shall we?
Happy Earth Day! Bye!
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.